Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Back in 2019, the government passed the SECURE Act in an effort to incentivize small business owners to start offering retirement plans to their employees. Because let's face it, if you work for a small business, the odds are that you don't have a retirement plan other than what you are putting away for yourself outside of your job. Our next guest says, once we get the pandemic in the rearview mirror, this should become a priority for small business America. Peter Pigeon is a certified financial planner with Hobbs Group Advisors, and he joins us now by phone from his office in Columbia, South Carolina. Peter, welcome back to the program.
Mike, thank you for having me again.
Now, first of all, give us an overview of that SECURE Act from 2019.
Absolutely. So the SECURE Act, which stands for Setting Every Community Up for Retirement Enhancement, passed at the end of 2019. And what it did do, which I believe is significant, is drastically increase the startup tax credit for employers that adopt retirement plans for their companies.
All right, well, let's talk a little bit in more detail then about these startup credits.
These are income tax credits. Interestingly, there actually was a startup tax credit in place prior to the SECURE Act. The old tax credit was, I believe it was 50% of the cost associated with starting up a retirement plan up to a maximum of $500. Now the credit is based on $250 per non-highly compensated employee, with a maximum tax credit of $5,000 per year. So the first thing to point out is that a non-highly compensated employee is someone that is not an owner, that is not a spouse or immediate family member of an owner, and that makes under, I believe the number, and I think it's somewhere around $125,000 per year. So basically, if an employer has 20 or more employees, oftentimes they will receive a $5,000 annual credit for 3 years. So that's actually $15,000. Additionally, there is a new tax credit for employers that adopt auto enrollment features to their retirement plan. So auto enrollment means that once an employee is hired and becomes eligible to enter a retirement plan, they automatically get enrolled. As opposed to an employee having to opt in, an employee would have to opt out. For employers who adopt a auto enrollment feature, they will receive a $750 tax credit for 3 years. And this applies to not only new plans, but this also applies to existing plans. So if you have an existing retirement plan and you adopt an automatic enrollment feature for 2020 or beyond, you will be eligible for a $750 income tax credit for up to 3 years.
And that's in addition to the startup tax credit itself that could be up to $5,000?
That's correct. So if an employer starts a new qualified retirement plan and adopts automatic enrollment, that means they will receive up to a $5,000 income tax credit, because remember, it's based on the $250 per non-highly compensated employee. So if they have a significant amount of employees that will be eligible, they'll receive up to a $5,000 per year tax credit for 3 years and a $750 per year credit for the automatic enrollment. You know, all told, that could be $17,250 of tax credits over a three-year period if an employer takes advantage of all of those features.
Is there an expiration date when businesses can no longer take advantage of the SECURE Act anymore?
So my understanding is this is does not have an expiration date. I will point out that another significant part of the SECURE Act is that retirement plans can now be adopted after the calendar year. What I mean by that is a 401k, a 403b, anything that we would call a qualified retirement plan, typically had to be adopted by the end of the calendar year. Now, because of the SECURE Act, another change that has taken place is that employers can actually adopt retirement plans for 2020 by the time they file their tax return. I will point out that I've not talked about SEP IRAs and simple IRAs. They are part of this tax credit as well. With SEP IRAs, that was something for a self-employed individual. They could establish that by the time they file their tax return, similar to how the IRA statute works. But now, even with qualified retirement plans, that is something that can be done in arrears, which can be nice from a tax planning standpoint as a business owner prepares their taxes and takes a look at their net income for the year.
Well, Peter, great information. Thank you so much for sharing that with us today.
Thank you, Mike, for having me.
Peter Pidgeon is a certified financial planner, and he joined us by phone from his office at Hobbs Group Advisors in Columbia. Remember, you can hear this show again at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can also subscribe to this podcast with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.